Minnesota's Independence Party is moving forward without its combative and outspoken star, Governor Jesse Ventura. He announced last month that he would not seek a second term. Over the weekend, party activists endorsed former Congressman Tim Penny, who recently left the Democratic Party, as their candidate for governor. Mark Zdechlik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
In the weeks since Governor Ventura's announcement, several politicians in the state, Republicans and Democrats, have switched to the Independence Party. The most high-profile convert is Tim Penny, who served 12 years in Congress as a Democrat in the 1980s and 90s. In accepting the party's endorsement for governor over the weekend, Penny pledged to run a campaign free from political consultants and negative ads.
This election is about a real choice and a real future for Minnesota. It is about returning common sense and courage to the public square. It is about showing the two major parties that their stranglehold on legislative power is neither permanent nor productive.
Hooray!
Penny's arrival in the Minnesota Independence Party has spawned several other defections. His running mate, State Senator Martha Robertson, was until last week a Republican.
As we go forward, we will see our ranks grow from the top and from the grassroots bottom. Republicans will join us, Democrats will join us, non-voters will become voters and join us.
Ventura, who was hospitalized last week for a blood clot in his lungs, did not attend the convention, but he was hardly forgotten. Delegates cheered Lieutenant Governor May Shunk as she rattled off key Ventura accomplishments, including property tax reform and tax rebates.
Let us thank Jesse Ventura, who brought us out of a long, dark night of bipartisan politics.
While Ventura retains near-hero status among Independence Party activists, many acknowledge they think the movement will be better off with Tim Penny at the top of the ticket. Delegate Rob Tomich of Minneapolis has been active in the party for 6 years.
If you think about the governor for a second, I think he was perfectly suited to kick the door open. And I think Tim Penny might be able to get some of the things done that Jesse got started, and maybe in a slightly less abrasive style. He might have a little more savvy to not only bring it up and fight for it, but get it done.
Carleton College political scientist Stephen Scheer says the party was on life support before Penny.
Tim Penny has done more to build the Independence Party in a month than Jesse Ventura has in 3.5 years.
Scheer adds that in a race heretofore dominated by a conservative Republican and a liberal Democrat, Penny has a real shot.
Tim Penny offers the Minnesota electorate the sort of centrism that Jesse Ventura tried to fashion, but without the negative personal baggage that Jesse had accumulated over 4 years as governor. And that, I think, makes for a very electorally competitive ticket.
For all of Ventura's oversized personality and publicity, Minnesota's Independence Party failed to gain much momentum. Party activists know that Tim Penny won't attract the same kind of media attention, but they're convinced that if he wins in November, the party won't be left behind. For NPR News, I'm Mark Zdechlik in St. Paul.